Hello, I'm Kimberly Carlson, creator and founder of Energetic Allergy Healing. And I'm here today with you to do an allergy healing for sugars and yeasts. So if you've been struggling with sugar addiction, yeast infections, yeast overgrowth, and other yeast-related health issues, this is for you. Now, our bodies do need some sugars for certain functions to happen smoothly. But sadly, the use of sugar in our society is pretty out of control. And it's the reason behind many ailments and diseases that we face and deal with today. Overuse of sugar also causes severe imbalances in the brain because of its direct effect on the release of dopamine, our happy hormone. And this makes sugar more addictive than cocaine, so they say. I can really feel the truth in that because my sugar addictions growing up and on into most of my adult life until not that many years ago, were filled with a battle, like the sugar battle. So I was told that a lot of the health issues that I had would improve if I would cut out sugar. But I found it nearly impossible to do. Like I would cry even because I would want and crave sugar so badly. And I also dealt with those yeast imbalance struggles for years and years. So, the good news is healing allergies to sugar will naturally curb your cravings for it. You'll begin to notice that many of the sugary foods that you used to love won't even taste as good to you, or you'll want much less of it than you did before. And this is going to help you with yeast imbalances also, as this often is the culprit behind our crazy sugar cravings. Yeast feeds off of sugars. Yeast scream, "Sugar, sugar, give me sugar." Trust me, I know. So let's talk about yeast for a second, because yeast struggles are so prevalent and its effects on our body are really damaging. And yeasts are generally overgrown in many, many people today because of diet and because of stress. And this leads to a weakened immune system and symptoms such as getting sick often or feeling stressed and tired all the time, brain fog, and that inability to concentrate. It can also cause more allergies and more sensitivities as time goes on. And allergy healing can dramatically shift this. Like everything else, it will clear the confusion between your brain and your body about the yeast and restore balance, restore harmony, allowing your immune system to handle the overgrowth and to begin releasing it. So, since you've probably never experienced something quite like this before, or maybe you have, but in case you haven't, let's take a minute to talk a little bit about how I do this and what to expect. I know some of you that are listening to this will have experienced my work before. So in the allergy healing recordings, you're going to hear me say, "In divine love and light, run an energetic allergy healing four." You're going to hear me say, "All yeasts," and I'm going to use my allergy healing kits as I have all the yeasts in my kits. And you're going to hear me say all sugars. I'm going to refer to my kit again because I have a whole list full of the sugars that we're going to be clearing here today. And then you're going to hear me say, "Heal these allergies for all listening now and in all future time, create or change it." Now that might sound simple. It is pretty simple on the surface, but a whole lot more is going on here. So these kits that I use, they're full of these allergy healing kits that I use are they contain thousands of allergens. They are extensive, and they've taken many, many hours and even years to put together. And they are what I use to identify the combinations of allergens that are creating inflammation and disease and pain in the body. Now, when we have an allergy or a sensitivity to something in our environment, it isn't just about that particular thing. It's about the negative emotions and the belief systems about that specific thing, and the traumas that we experience and are carrying in our bodies. Now, the work I do heals all of that. The negative emotions, the traumas, and the belief systems, those negative programs that are running that are connected to the allergen for you. So the healing here goes really deep. It creates shifts and transformations in many areas of our life, not just the result of no longer having an allergy, which is also awesome. When we do this work, we're actually restoring harmony on all levels within you, with your internal and your external environment. So, When I say create or heal these allergies, it's clearing that confusion between your brain and your body about the allergens. It's pulling those negative emotions, pulling those negative beliefs and traumas, and teaching your brain and body to be at peace, to be in balance and harmony with the allergen, so that what was once an allergen just simply isn't anymore. And also, you'll be getting a lot more here in this recording than just sugar and yeast, because I really want you to feel better. That's why I'm out here doing what I'm doing. And I know that people have many, many more allergies than they could even take a wild guess at. Allergies that you're not going to find on tests at the doctor's office. Allergies to vitamins, to minerals, to proteins, to fats, to parts of your own body, to emotions, and even to people. Okay, but they are there. And they're causing energy drain, deficiencies, storage of toxins, and they're weakening our immune system with inflammation. So to make sure you have a really powerful experience with this healing, I'm going to include some other allergens that are often involved for people with sugar and yeast allergies and the type of symptoms they noticeably produce, which can be anything from exhaustion to brain fog, ADD type symptoms, depression, and those crazy sugar cravings. And one of these extra allergens I'm going to include in this healing for you are people. Yes, people. So many people are allergic to people, specific people. And oftentimes, this will come up as a priority allergy that needs to be healed that's creating a certain health problem in my clients. So I'm going to include some of those in this healing that we're doing here. And also some emotions that are often associated with sugar and yeast allergies. So, are you ready? Here we go. There's no wrong way to do this, just relax. Nothing you have to avoid for this to work, nothing special that you need to do in order for this to work. Just have that conscious or mental agreement to accept and receive the healing. It's pretty straightforward. So if you want to just close your eyes, just take a couple of nice deep breaths in. Just allow your body to begin to relax. Couple of nice breaths, and here we go. So in divine love and light, run an energetic allergy healing for brain, body, function. Okay, for sugars. Okay, for all the sugars that I have here in my kit. It's pretty extensive, everything from cane sugar, corn sugar, brown sugar, rice sugar, maple sugar, molasses, honey's in here, sucrose, glucose, dextrose, evaporated cane sugar, grape sugar, maltose, lactose, date sugar, coconut sugar, and more. There's more in here as well. Okay, so for sugars, okay, and then for all yeast, just working with my kits here. Okay, so all yeast. Okay, all yeast that I have here in my kit, the common one you hear with yeast infections and things is Candida albicans, so that's in here. There's also other Candida family yeast as well. They're in my kit here. Even baker's yeast, Turula yeast, brewer's yeast is in here, and some other common yeasts. And then also all yeast that's in your body, okay, and it's in your environment. Okay, and then for the self, so yourself, all aspects of yourself, your mother, your father, your siblings, your children, your grandparents, your in-laws, your step-family members. Okay, and the emotions, resentment, anger, rage, shame, regret, guilt, love, joy, okay, and the stomach. Okay, the stomach and all stomach tissues. This includes your stomach acid and a whole bunch of things. Okay, stomach. Okay, and let's include the small intestine, all small intestine tissues. So this even includes, you know, this is the duodenum, jejunum, ileum, the villi that line the intestines, and the what I call BASE, which is all the digestive juices in your gastrointestinal tract, and more. Okay, and your large intestine. Let's see. Okay, large intestine. Okay, and all large intestine tissues. A lot in here as well. I'm going to include the liver here. The liver and all liver tissues, all liver enzymes. And the pancreas, which will also include insulin. Okay, the pancreas. And all pancreatic tissues, all pancreatic enzymes. Okay. Good. So in Divine Love and Light, heal all of these allergies for everyone listening now and in all future time. Creator, change it. Okay, good. Excellent. So now I suggest that you wait 2 days, allowing this healing to fully integrate, and then listen to this recording again, 2, 3, even 4 more times throughout the week to get any deeper layers of healing that you may need for the allergens that we just did the healing for. Now you may notice that you feel tired after the healing, or you may even experience some emotions come up, like anger or sadness. Just know that it's okay. It's going to pass in a day or two, depending on the severity of your allergies to the things that we just cleared. Okay, so this work is powerful. You're healing on a deep emotional level. And if you are receiving this healing recording, chances are good that you've already experienced the allergy healing that I have out there for grains and dairy. This is great, especially if you do struggle with yeast and sugar cravings, as grain, starches, and milk sugars also feed yeast. And you may notice your cravings for those particular foods also calm down. So do take advantage of these recordings. Hold on to these recordings. If you find yourself having issues with sugars and yeast down the road, or with the grains and dairy, if you've already listened to that and had that healing, pull the recordings out, listen to them again. So, you know, we're human. We have stress that we deal with. We have emotional overwhelm that we deal with. We have traumas that come up in our human experience. So allergies can get re-triggered. Or what can happen is that a deeper level where these allergies are existing, because they're made from those negative beliefs and programming and traumas, you may just be ready for a deeper layer that needs to heal. And listening, re-listening and receiving the healings again will clear it. Okay, and this healing has just been a taste so that you can experience this work. But I encourage everyone to come and get more allergy healing. If you have allergies to grains and dairy, if you have allergies to yeast and sugars, you already have other allergies. All pain, all disease, all disorders and dysfunction in our bodies have allergies at the root. Okay, it starts with the allergies. All inflammation comes from these allergies. And all disease and illness that we experience and pain in our bodies come from that inflammation. But we don't have to live this way. We don't have to live with these types of limitations that allergies, that inflammation, or chronic pain or disease puts on our lives. I use this work to heal the body in miraculous ways from pain and illness and all dysfunction of all different kinds. I've worked on all kinds of different things for different people. So if you want to learn more about this work, you can check out my testimonials on my website, which is KimberlyCarlson.com, Kimberly with an I-E instead of a Y. And you can also discover more ways to come and work with me or have more of this work done as well. So thank you for being here. Thank you for listening, and happy healing.